extra time.
Should we get the show on the road?
I've been waiting for it all day.
And not a moment too soon.
Listen to talk radio.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7.
He's weird.
Best thing on the radio.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown. Seriously funny. On WHIO.
Some fun.
I do.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Getting on a little bit late here because of the Republican National Convention. I don't know if we're going to hear from J.D. Vance or not, who's been nominated by former President Trump to be his vice presidential candidate. He may speak. He might not speak. If he speaks, we will cut to it live. Well, can I just say off the bat, I need another weekend to recover from this weekend. And not because of some crazy shenanigans that I got into. Though there were some crazy shenanigans on Saturday night at the Dragons game. But, oh my gosh, what a crazy, crazy, crazy weekend. You know, it starts with news that, well, three iconic, I would say, well, two definitely iconic figures of pop culture pass away. Dr. Ruth Westheimer. A lot of young people in the 80s learned about sex from Dr. Ruth by listening to her call-in radio show. I remember listening to it on 96 Rock, which used to be in Hamilton. I think it was WSKS Hamilton, 96 Rock. And every Sunday night, they would air Dr. Ruth. And I was a religious listener to Dr. Ruth. I found it endlessly entertaining and informative. And then the news that Richard Simmons passes away. And I've talked about Richard Simmons, my quasi-encounter with Richard Simmons. I've talked about it before where we were going to interview him on a morning show that I was a co-host of. And we were all excited. And he looks through the window into the studio and decides that he doesn't want to participate. And I've never felt more shunned by a celebrity in my life than the late Richard Simmons on that particular day. But it is a sad, sad story. He passed away, I guess, earlier this year. He announced that he was diagnosed with skin cancer. And he celebrated his birthday, I think it was maybe Friday. And then on Saturday, he passed away. So that was very sad. And then there was Shannon Doherty. From 90210, I wouldn't say like an iconic figure in pop culture, but she was on very, very popular shows, 90210, Charmed, a few others. I think she was maybe in Heathers or something. But so she lost her battle to breast cancer, not the first time she had it. She was in remission, then it came back. So that's terribly tragic. And then I saw this morning that NFL veteran Jacoby Jones died at the age of 40. And this guy, he was an NFL superstar. And, you know, they say he died peacefully, but there's no cause or anything. So that's interesting. And then, of course, the Saturday assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. And then after we go through all that, very emotional day, regardless of what side of the aisle you might be on. I mean, you never want to see someone in the political field, be taking shots at. I mean, that's awful. Then yesterday we had the big storm. So I had to pick some stuff up at my mom's to bring to the station for something I'm working on. And my wife and I, we get caught in that storm that's coming through. We're unloading, And all of a sudden, the sky just opens up, and it's like it seemed like it was a hurricane. And there was debris flying everywhere. We managed to get inside. We hung out here for a bit. And then we get home and find out that we have no power. And we were one of the 45,000 homes in the Miami Valley that didn't have power. So, we're like, okay, well, let's go to Walmart. I mean, they've got power and AC. Let's just go and kill some time. So we keep thinking, AES says, it'll be fixed by 6 p.m. Oh, now it's 7 p.m. Oh, now it's 1 a.m. Well, at 10:45 this morning, my power finally came back on. And I don't know if anybody else has encountered this. My wife and I are going to deal with it when we get home. We're going to have to probably throw away almost everything in the refrigerator. So just a crazy, crazy weekend for sure. And it's only Monday. So I need another weekend to deal with the weekend. So that's where we are tonight. Also, one of the bigger stories, I'm sure you saw this on WHIO.com from over the weekend that we're going to delve into here shortly. Gnome napping. Not gnomes taking naps, but people kidnapping gnomes from gardens throughout the Miami Valley. And believe it or not, I think this is true. There's an organization behind it, and I think I have proof.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Get a load of this guy.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Start the car.
You crashed the car.
In local news, a spectacular car crash.
Car, house, car.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Well, I just got a couple of messages from Edgeheads, Edgehead Kelly and Edgehead Cal. We have a report of a car into a home in Kettering on Kenosha Drive. And I guess this just happened maybe in the last half hour, 45 minutes. But, so we're now at 72, and I've got photo evidence. It looks as though a Mustang, maybe, hit the front door. I mean, right through the front lawn and wedged right there into the front entrance. That is crazy. That is awful. So there we are, 72 for the year, if you're keeping track. And, of course, thanks to the good folks at Tires Unlimited. They are the sponsor of our yearly tally of cars into buildings. Coming up after the news, I've got proof that I believe the Gnome Liberation Front is active in Dayton. I don't know if you saw this story on WHIO, but it's a real thing. Some gnomes were stolen out of a front yard, and there's video of it. Surveillance video of the gnome napping. And you may not have known this. I've known for a long time. I'm not going to go into why I know, but there is something out there in the world called the Garden Gnome Liberation Front. And we're going to dig deep into this conspiracy.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Could this day get any more fantastic?
Let's get on with it.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And if you peek in, yeah, I'm not wearing my glasses tonight. A lot of people asking me. I left them in the car. I had my ordeal with the downpour yesterday. And I just didn't feel like going back out to get my glasses today because it was raining. So that's why I'm... that's why the bags under my eyes are a little more noticeable than they are normally. I have a current events quiz and up for grabs tickets to Happy Together at Frey's Pavilion August 15th. It features, ready for this lineup, holy cow, the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, the Association, Badfinger, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. So if you'd like to play the current events quiz and win those tickets to Happy Together, just be the fifth caller at 937-457-1290, and we'll get you on. All right, so here's this story over the weekend, and there's pictures of this on WHIO.com. Kettering cops are asking for help identifying someone or someone's who stole garden gnomes from several yards. The Kettering police have been receiving theft reports of garden gnomes over the past month or two being stolen. And I knew that this was, it was only a matter of time before the city of Dayton experienced this this horrible crime of gnome abductions. Cops released video and photos from the July 10th incident showing a female suspect in her red SUV. There's also photos from a June 16th incident showing a second male suspect and a white pickup truck. And, of course, you can see these on WHIO.com. The white pickup truck being, driven by the man, appears to be following a red SUV similar to the one in the first video. So this could be the Bonnie and Clyde of gnome napping. And, of course, they're asking for help. Now, if you see the video and you've seen these people or you know who they are, just call the Kettering police. But here's the thing. Back when I was doing the morning show on the alternative station here in town, the Edge, if you remember that, we interviewed a band from Belgium on the show called K's Choice, and they played X-Fest one year. And in a conversation with one of the band members, I mentioned that at one time I did have sort of, I wouldn't say an extensive gnome collection, but I had probably, I'd say a dozen different gnomes. That I kept around the house. There was a gnome in this room. There was a gnome in that room. I've always found gnomes adorable. And in fact, I have a gnome. I don't know if I should say that, though. I don't want to become targeted. But I do have a gnome in my back garden. And it's been out there for a number of years. But I became aware during this conversation with these guys from K's Choice of the Garden Gnome Liberation Front. And I know that this sounds ridiculous. Like this is something that goofy radio guy on WHIO would make up. It's not. It's 100% real. I've known about this since the late 90s. And they even have their own Facebook page. That makes them official. Look it up. Ian, my producer, tonight, he's like, what? Yeah. The Garden Gnome Liberation Front. And I think this could be the work of the GGLF, without question. Now, Dayton is not the only place that has seen this, this phenomenon. This is a report from Boulder, Colorado, a TV station in Boulder.
This Boulder front yard missing something that for years has called the garden home.
Check out this picture here. This little guy went missing this weekend.
Yeah, he is the latest victim in what 7 News reporter Molly Hendrickson found to be an organized and growing group of gnome nappers.
Gnome nappers.
Around here, the Smiths are known for their love of magic.
My husband's a very magical person, and he loves to collect things that have kind of magical qualities, so we have a lot in the house as well.
On Saturday, they received an email. They were the latest gnome napping victims. The Gnome Liberation Front, it said, was behind the whole heist.
Did someone write us today and said, Gnomeland Security?
Gnomeland Security.
That's a good one.
The Smiths didn't even notice their gnome was missing. That is until Saturday when they got those emails with that picture and that now infamous poem.
And they said that they had renamed him Elvis and that we didn't have respect for him. I don't think we're ever going to see him again.
So let me warn you folks out there that have gnomes. Hold them close to you. Keep them close. Because I think this could be just the beginning. These incidents in Kettering, this could grow. I really believe that that we could be on the doorstep of something concerning. The Gnome Liberation Front, active in Dayton. So just consider yourself warned. Keep an eye on your gnomes. Maybe move them a little closer to the security camera, a little closer to the front door. Somebody on the live stream, Edgehead Lyle, says his gnomes are attached to Claymore Mines. I'm not suggesting you do that, but you might try to think of a way to secure your garden gnomes because you don't want to become a victim. You don't want to become a statistic of gnome napping. Jeffrey in Fairborn, what's going on, Jeff?
It's a gnome-spiracy.
I like that. Now, Jeffrey, do you keep gnomes?
You know, what's funny is my girlfriend, every time that there's a holiday, the dollar store always has that holiday's little stuffed gnome. So, yeah, I have a green one for St. Patrick's Day and a red, white, and blue one for July 4th and, yeah, Christmas ones and Easter ones and, yeah.
Gnomes are magically lovely. Just they're just wonderful. So, again, keep your gnomes close. Keep them close. All right. Now, Jeffrey in Fairborn, you want to take the current events quiz. We got tickets for Happy Together. It's at the Phrase, August 15th. It's going to feature some great artists from the 60s, early 70s. The Turtles, Jay and the Americans, The Association, Badfinger, The Vogues, and Cal Sills. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I was born in 69, so I'm a little familiar with some of them.
So was I. I'm familiar with all those. All right, well, let's get it going.
Listen
here.
Everybody.
It's the Evening Edge Current Events Quiz.
A quiz, hotshot.
Can you answer the question?
I bet you think you're pretty smart, huh?
Now, here's your host, Todd Holst.
Thank you very much, Norm Kelly, official announcer of the Evening Edge Current Events Quiz. Jeffrey, I already told you what you're playing for. Do you know how to play the Current Events Quiz, by the way?
I do.
Okay, three questions, three possible answers, and the answer is always?
Always C.
You got it. All right. Here's question number one. And these questions are from just odd stories in the news. Just weird, odd stories. Question number one. A llama in Bangor, Maine bolted through the owner's gate and took a stroll through their neighborhood. His owner says she thinks the llama bolted to A, meet a female llama down the street and make some llama llama ding dong.
Oui.
Yeah. B, go to Dairy Queen for a llama blizzard. Or C, avoid a teeth cleaning.
C.
You got it. That's right. The vet apparently was there to clean the llama's teeth, and the llama, much like most animals, don't like having their teeth messed with.
Not any part of it.
Bolted, yeah. All right, here's question number three, or number two, sorry. Officials at Yosemite National Park are pleading with visitors to stop leaving what after their visit? A, bad TripAdvisor reviews about not seeing any grizzly bears. I'd be kind of glad not to see any grizzly bears, to be honest.
Thanks.
B, shoes tossed up into trees for no apparent reason. Or C, use toilet paper.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
C.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently what people are doing is when they're traipsing through the national park, when they need to cop a squat, they do so. And they use the toilet paper, and then they just leave it. Just leave it right out there. Yeah, out in the park. It's just, you know, we generally, humans, we're pretty disgusting. Yeah.
Well, they carry poop bags for dogs. They should carry poop bags for humans.
Exactly. Why not? Or hey, if you're going hiking, wear a diaper. You won't even have to stop. Just a thought. All right, here's question number three for the big win. Officials at a technology company in South Korea were stunned when a robot civil servant that roams the business helping others was discovered to have done what? A, tried to use the women's restroom. B, busted into a snack machine. That's snack machine, not stack machine, but a snack machine. Or C, hurled itself down a staircase and, in air quotes, died.
Was it a robot-neutral bathroom?
It might have been. Yeah.
I'll go for C, though.
You got it. That's right. Witnesses say, and this is what makes it weird, and they actually use this in the story, the first recorded robot suicide. Witnesses say, worked at the business, said the robot was behaving strangely beforehand. So, I don't know.
Was he depressed?
I don't know. Maybe so. He's tired of being his freedom. Well, congratulations, Jeffrey. You're the winner.
Thank you,
hang on.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, hang on the line. We'll get your details, and we'll email those tickets to you, okay?
Awesome. Thank
or actually, you. We'll mail them. But either way, just hang on the line. We'll get them to you one way or another. I promise.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
O.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
This guy was smart, sophisticated, professional. I mean, really, really great.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a gnome conspiracy. I believe that the Garden Gnome Liberation Front is active in the Dayton area. We've got a couple of reports in Kettering. You can see the story on WHIO.com. People having their gnomes stolen from the front yard. And yes, there actually is a Gnome Liberation Front. And we got Chris in Piqua who's got a comment about gnomes. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
How are we doing, Todd?
I'm doing okay. Now, are you a gnome keeper?
No, I am not.
Okay.
But I have to say one thing first. Cheesy cheese it.
Oh, well, I'll give you a little casino bell love for that.
Okay. You always talk about the cows.
Yes, the cowspiracy.
I think it's a deeper conspiracy.
Oh, really?
I'm the intrigued. Cows are hypnotizing these people to go steal the gnomes.
Okay, so what's the end is what I need to know.
To what end? Yeah. They're just, you know, they're trying to get rid of us.
Well,
all the cows, you know, we take their milk and make cheese, butter, we eat them.
Sure. Yeah.
So okay, a little dumb stupid crimes, go steal gnomes, go to jail.
Maybe it's a distraction to distract us from the cowspiracy.
Yeah.
The gnome conspiracy, or the gnome-spiracy, that is a distraction from the cowspiracy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is why I'm so thankful to be hosting this show, so I can keep people in the loop about these different conspiracies that are out there, the important conspiracies in the world, the cowspiracy, the gnome-spiracy. I mean, who else is talking about cows trying to take over and gnomes being kidnapped? Not very many people. I think I'm probably the only one wasting time on it.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T.
O. Double D.
H.
O.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
Hey, I'm here for the big show.
This guy, Todd, does he make you laugh?
He's funny.
Yes, he is sometimes.
It's kind of a big show.
Okay, boys, hit it.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Squirrels.
Everywhere you go, there's squirrels. Munching on power lines are squirrels. A local menace, they are squirrels. You think they're cuddly and so sweet. Wait till they move onto your street and terrorize your neighborhood. They're always up to no good.
Squirrels.
It is The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So last hour, I shared with you the fact that I was one of those 45,000 homes that didn't have power yesterday. I'm sure many of you were in that boat as well. There's still people without power. I think Ron Otto said maybe 1,700 in an earlier newscast. We didn't get our power back until 10:45 this morning. And, you know, it's always funny when you lose power for an extended period of time. You do become sort of bored quickly. And no TV. I did have the radio. I was listening to the radio. I was actually listening to the Eagle, our 80s station. And I did have some internet service on my phone, you know, just and I thought for fun, I would ask the Edgeheads just to sort of entertain me in my time of need when there was no TV, movies or any, you know, take any song with girl in the title and change it to squirrel. And I have to tell you, we got over 100 different suggestions, and these are great. And I thought I'd go through a couple of these. And I think I may try to sing them a little bit. What do you think of that? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, do it. Ian, my producer's nodding his head in agreement. So the first one came from Mari. Squirrel, you know it's true. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, I love you. Of course, Milli Vanilli, right? That was a good one. Here's one from Beth. Madonna. Who's that squirrel? Remember that one? Who's that girl? Yeah, that was a good one. Edgehead Terry mentions, Gwen Stefani, no doubt. I'm just a squirrel in the world. Come on now. That's quality. Quality stuff. Karen mentioned one from the Cars. She's my best friend, squirrel. Squirrel. You know that one, right? Alicia, this is a great one. This squirrel is on fire. Yes. Yes. Let's see. Jody mentioned this one. Brown-eyed squirrel. Yeah, that's a good one. Joyce mentioned this one. I like this one. I am a Foreigner fan. I've been waiting for a squirrel like you. Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have? We got a couple on the live stream. Duran Duran. Squirrels on film. That's a good one. I think this is it Katy Perry? I Kissed a Squirrel. I Kissed a Squirrel and I Liked It. Yeah, it's Katy Perry. Here's my favorite. This is from Edgehead Tom. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. Little Motley Crue. Yeah. Let's see what else. This was, a number of people mentioned this, but this particular post is from Jan. Oh, squirrels just want to have fun. Oh, squirrels just want to have fun. That's a good one. Edgehead Michelle. Oh, you gotta take me home tonight. Oh, something by the nightlight. Oh, you gotta let it all hang out. Fat bottom squirrels, you make the rockin' world go round. I love that. Susan mentioned, California squirrels. I wish they all could be California squirrels. I don't know if what I'm doing right now is as entertaining as it was last night when I was reading them on Facebook after some cocktails, but, you know, we have a lot of suggestions. So if you have a suggestion, you can obviously call in. Oh, Katie, that's a good one. Jesse Squirrel. Jesse is a friend. If you got one, just hit it up on 937-457-1290. All right, here's a couple of cool stories about Dayton and Ohio. This is neat. I saw this on WHIO.com. Renaissance, a global consulting company, released its list of the 2024 best American cities. And believe it or not, Dayton ranked number 68 in the country, which is odd because I think that is our market size and the ratings. We are market number 68, I believe, and we ranked number 68 on this list, with the editors of Renaissance saying that in Dayton, the arts fly high in this aerospace hub. That's pretty cool. The report highlighted Dayton as a spot of aviation enthusiasts, as well as the state's epicenter for the arts. I would agree with that. I think our arts game is leaps and bounds above what you find in other big cities in Dayton. I think we are far stellar compared to Cincinnati, even Columbus. I mean, Columbus has a pretty good arts scene. But Dayton, I think, is pretty solid. The top cities in Ohio on this list, number 34 is Columbus. Number 40 is Cleveland. Cincinnati's 42. Akron, 63. Dayton, 68. Toledo, 71. And Youngstown, 95. So, see, on this list, we beat Toledo. We had a list a couple of weeks ago where Toledo was voted the better staycation location than Dayton, which I just think is crazy. Just crazy. But that's pretty good for the city of Dayton to be on that top 100 list. Now, the state of Ohio is on another list. I don't know if you saw this on my Facebook page, but Ohio is one of the top 10 states for swingers. That's right, the top 10 list for swingers. It says, when it comes to the swinger lifestyle, the Buckeye State ranked among the top 10 places interested in swinging or the practice of exchanging partners for sex. Ohio. Are you surprised at this? I'm a little surprised. Now, I know that Ohio has its fair share of kink, but that is crazy. Top 10. Google Trends data over a 12-month period shows some of the top searches for swing lifestyle, wife swapping, and sex parties originated in Ohio. The study found that Ohio's monthly search volume, there were 459 searches for every 100,000 Google searches for those topics. Here's the list. Number one in the United States for a swinger lifestyle, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. I knew there was something about the Amish there in eastern Pennsylvania. Number two, New York. I get that. Number three, Delaware. Delaware is number three for swinging? I don't know. Maybe there's not a lot to do in Delaware. Number four is Michigan. Number 5, New Jersey. Number 6, Virginia. Number 7, North Carolina. Number 8, South Carolina. Number 9, Nevada. I would have thought, I don't know why, I just think with Vegas it would have been higher, but maybe not. And then number 10, Ohio. Florida's number 12. I would have thought Florida would have been higher than Ohio for swingers, but I guess not. You know, I know a couple of swingers. Yeah, I do. I've never been invited. My wife is not interested. Also in the article, it asks how you can tell if someone is a swinger. Uh-oh. Number the first thing on the list. Pink flamingos, garden gnomes, or pampas grass in their front lawn. Now, what does that mean? I do have a gnome, but I'm not a swinger. But garden gnome, if you have a particular kind of garden gnome. Also, upside down pineapples displayed in the front yard, patio, or mailbox. Yeah, I know about that. A black ring on the right hand. Well, I have a silver ring. Large mirrors in the home. We do have large mirrors. And a hot tub in the backyard. We don't have a hot tub. We have a sprinkler. But not as hot and sexy as a hot tub, that's for sure. 937-457-1290. Coming up, we got a Dumb Ways to Die and a couple of Florida Man stories.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. Oh.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
You gotta tune in, man. You gotta tune in.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290. Or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. So, Ian, somebody called in. Lance from New Carlisle says swingers can also mean dancers. That may be. There are swing dancers, but this was not that. This was another kind of swinger. The pineapple kind of swinger. The STD swinger. That one, yeah. Let's see. We got, is this Niles in Beaver Creek? Hey, Niles.
Hey, it's Niels.
Oh, Niels. I'm sorry, Niels. Yeah. Mispronounced that.
Yeah, I had a thought about some squirrel songs.
Oh, yeah. Last night during the power outage when I was bored out of my mind, I asked the edgeheads out there to entertain me, and I said, come up with a song with the word girl in it, and then replace that with squirrel. So what do you got for me, Niels?
I got Frankie Valli singing Big Squirrels Don't Cry.
Oh, that's a good one. Big squirrels don't cry. Yeah, you got another one?
Big squirrels don't cry, yay, yay.
They don't cry.
Big squirrels don't cry.
That is amazing. That is amazing. How about this one? How about this one? Uptown squirrel. She's been living in her uptown. Oh, he hung up. I guess he didn't like my singing. I listened to his singing, and then he hung up on me singing? What?
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T.
Double D.
H.
Hollaback squirrel. That's a good one.
I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Don't hesitate to call.
You call me.
You better call me.
Damn it, get me a phone.
Call me on my radio.
I'm gonna call you.
You got him on the radio?
You won't make a simple phone call?
What is wrong with you?
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to be carrying the Republican National Convention. So right after the show, if you feel so inclined and you want to listen, I wonder if J.D. Vance is going to speak. I'm sure you've heard by now, former President Trump made the announcement that J.D. Vance, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, is going to be the vice presidential running mate. So maybe he'll speak tonight. Who knows? But tonight kicks it off. So we'll be carrying it right here on WHIO Radio. We have some mail.
Knock off the jaw jack, and it's time for mail call.
Master, I have mail for you.
A fan mail.
Oh, I'm a big fan of yours.
DeMail is here.
Your hate mailbox is full.
If you'd like to shoot me an email, eveningedgetodd@gmail.com, or you can message me at eveningedgetodd. Hey, Todd, I would like your advice on... Oh, it's advice. They want my advice. Hang on. We have a special open for...
I need advice from someone I can trust.
The answer lies with one
people
man.
People who Todd, need advice.
Me, I'm a very confused man.
Hey, Todd.
Tell me...
I'm listening.
...what to do.
Todd came through for you.
Just do what I tell you to do!
Tell me... Todd.
Hey, Todd, I would like your advice on something that happened yesterday during the storms. I noticed a neighbor's car parked in the street had one of the windows open when it started to rain. I know their teenage daughter drives that car, and I would imagine she left it down. I wasn't sure if I should call them and let them know or if that would be intrusive. What do you think? Rebecca in Centerville. Well, Rebecca, I would call, but I will say that it kind of depends, I think, maybe on your relationship with them. If you have a good relationship with that neighbor and you have their phone number, I think we only have like maybe one or two of our neighbors' phone numbers. And I think they might have ours. I guess if you had a good relationship with them or a neighborly relationship with them, definitely. Especially if it's going to rain, right? And yesterday it was like a monsoon periods of time. It was just like driving hurricane type rain. I would definitely call him. Though I will say that if it's not raining, I don't know that I would bother. Because on one level, it might kind of also seem like if you know that if it's a teenage girl who drives it, would that be tattling? Maybe. I'm not sure. But Rebecca, definitely I would let them know. And I hope you did. I hope you did. Because if not, it was probably a very wet seat this morning. So there you go. Thank you for that email. We have a Dumb Ways to Die. When we do Dumb Ways to Die, we're not making light of these people and their untimely demise. It's merely a cautionary tale for you. When you're out and about, running around in the wild, if you're not paying attention, death could be waiting for you around any corner. And I bring this up specifically because the heat. We've had tremendous amounts of heat, hotter than normal, over the last couple of weeks. Yeah, it sucks. Nobody likes it. But this happened out in Utah, and it was this is awful, but it is a dumb way to die. A father, 53, and his daughter, 23, were out hiking in the Canyonlands National Park there in Utah. And the National Park Service said local dispatch received a 911 text message last Friday from a person at the Island in the Sky District of Canyonlands National Park saying they got lost, which I would imagine happens frequently. People get lost all the time when they go hiking. I know I would get lost. I'd get lost from the parking lot to the woods. I'm sure of it. They said they were hiking along the Skyline Trail or the Sinkline Trail, and had run out of water as temperatures soared above 100 degrees. Park rangers and a helicopter crew from the Bureau of Land Management were dispatched to try to locate them. They finally did, but unfortunately, the two had died at that point. So that must have been, they must have sent that text, that 911 text as a last resort. But, I mean, that is a dumb way to die. If you're going to go hiking in 100-degree weather, make sure you've got enough water. Well, yeah, Ian's sort of like, maybe, no. The National Park Service advises all hikers to ensure they are carrying enough water when they go on strenuous hikes in the heat. While temperatures remain high this summer, park visitors are advised to carry and drink plenty of water and avoid strenuous activity, like hiking. That, to me, is a strenuous activity, right? I mean, maybe to somebody else it wouldn't be, but in 100-degree weather, it's strenuous to everybody. So what's that, Ian? How old? They were 53 and 23. Yeah. And I only mention that because, I know people that go hiking around here. Now, we don't have that kind of extreme weather. And we certainly don't have the hiking trails that they might have in, the canyon lands of Utah. But you can get lost. That's for sure. So just make sure you've got plenty of water. It is terrible. I agree. It's a terrible story. We got a couple of Florida men to get to.
Florida man shines with every single crime, stupefying and delicious. Some might even think fictitious. Florida man is always ambitious.
Well, this is another situation where somebody, a Florida man, violated my hard, fast rule of not using food as a weapon. And I would consider soft drinks as food. A Sumter County, Florida man has found himself behind bars after he allegedly poured Pepsi on a woman. 47-year-old Antonio Acosta was arrested and charged with battery after incident happened in Lake Panasoffkee? Is that how you pronounce it? Panasoffkee? I don't know. According to the arrest record, the victim told cops the two had gotten into a verbal altercation, and as a result, she made a bed on the floor with pillows and blankets. And that's when the boyfriend doused her with Pepsi. Pepsi, yeah. So using Pepsi, yeah. That to me is food. It's just like throwing a pancake at somebody. Second Florida man story. A Miami, Florida man is facing criminal charges after police said he demanded new clothes from his ex-girlfriend. And if she didn't comply, he would spread nude photos of her on social media. Wow. Now, I've heard of the porn revenge thing, right? Some dude, girl breaks up with him. He's got explicit photos of her. So out of revenge, he posts them online, which is horrible and is a crime. But I've never heard of somebody saying, hey, buy me some new clothes or I'm going to spread your pictures. The 19-year-old is facing second-degree felony extortion charges and misdemeanor sexual cyber harassment charge. Cops say the two had dated for about 3 years before breaking up earlier this year. And apparently he'd already posted photos of the woman online in a chat group, but promised that he would send them further. So there you go, a couple of crazy Florida men. John in Fairborn, what's up, John?
Hey, it's sad when you mention the father and the daughter. Obviously, he's 53, she's 23. They're in shape, but they're not used to that kind of terrain. You know, they were from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How about just a little low-tech stuff? How about a compass?
Well, a compass. Here's the thing. I mean, I know that in the mountains, sometimes you might not have a good cell signal. They were able to send a 911 text. But I got to be honest with you, I don't know how many young people, unless they were scouts, really know how to use a compass.
That's my point.
You know,
you're a hiker, you don't have to be from that generation. It's a basic survival thing.
Right. No, I get you. Yeah. And that's kind of the point I was making about calling it a dumb ways to die. You know, sometimes the dumb ways to die are people trying to take a selfie with an elephant, you know, a wild elephant. That's dumb. That's dumb.
How about the one I saw on YouTube where this girl wanted to pet this buffalo, a bull during rutting season?
Yeah. 100%. But I would also argue that it's just as dumb to go into the wilderness like that and not be totally prepared or aware of what the weather is going to be that day.
I'm all with you. Yeah. And you know, you got your daughter with you.
Yeah.
Dad, hello.
Yeah, it's just sad. Just sad. All right, John.
God, take care.
Appreciate your call, buddy. 937-457-1290.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Well, he has quite the reputation.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. I got a couple of messages here in the last few minutes in regards to the Gnome Liberation Front we were talking about earlier this hour, the report that in Kettering, police have been getting a number of calls, 911 calls, from people saying that their gnomes have been stolen from their gardens. And this is true. I'm not making this up. And I revealed, probably to a lot of people that didn't know, that there actually is a group called the Garden Gnome Liberation Front, and maybe they're active in Ohio. They're active in other parts of the country and probably the world. But Edgehead Sean mentioned, I like this idea. If we talk about gnomes or the fact that people are the rash of gnome thefts, referring to it as the Gnomageddon, which is I kind of like kind of the Snowmageddon, but in this case the Gnomageddon. And then Kevin, Edgehead Kevin, suggested, and I'll have to think about this, a parody song about the gnomes. And Kevin mentioned a song by an artist, I've never heard of this guy, Tony Joe White. And he's got some songs on Spotify. And this is just kind of the clip, the hook, if you will. It's called Don't Steal My Love.
I'm a firebird. Don't steal my love. Don't steal my love. Don't steal my love. Don't steal love.
Now, just imagine instead of love, gnome. Just an idea. But anyway, thank you for those suggestions. Well, have a terrific Monday night. Don't forget, coming up here in a couple of minutes, we've got coverage, live coverage of the Republican National Convention. Beginning at 7, and I think does it go till midnight? Midnight? Yes, midnight. So if you're out and about driving around and you've got stuff to do, you can't sit at home in front of the TV and watch the Republican National Convention, just keep it on WHIO. We got you covered. All right. Have a great night. Don't forget, you can get the podcast of this show at eveningedgetodd.com or all your other favorite podcast platforms. And you can always watch the live stream, the replay, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Have a great night, and I'll see you tomorrow just after 5.
And that's how she wrote.
I got nothing left.
Why don't you just call it a night?
I'm saying it's over. Superstar.
That's it, guys. We're all fried.
You guys have a good night.
Unplug everything. Wrap it up. Let's go home.
Adios, amigo.